The Ukraine story dominates headlines, but there are two other military developments this week that deserve serious attention. The first is the Middle East. Netanyahu issued what amounts to a direct threat to Iran, warning that any attack would be one of their last decisions. This comes as U.S. forces struck new targets in Iran on Tuesday, not for the first time, but this is the resumption of strikes after a month-long lull. The pattern is strike, pause, signal diplomacy, strike again.
The Israeli-Iranian dynamic right now is genuinely difficult to read. Netanyahu's language is calibrated for domestic audiences as much as for Tehran. He's leading a government under enormous pressure, and projecting strength toward Iran plays domestically. But the U.S. strikes are a separate signal. They suggest the Biden-era policy of restraint toward Iran has been replaced by something more aggressive, and we're watching the implications of that play out in real time. The question is whether Iran responds symmetrically, asymmetrically through proxies, or absorbs the strikes and waits.
The Somalia story is the one I think deserves more oxygen than it's getting. The Pentagon has established a new secretive base in Somalia, and the language being used, signals intensified war, is significant. American military presence in Somalia has waxed and waned since the 1990s, but the combination of Al-Shabaab's resilience, ISIS Somalia's growing footprint, and the broader Sahel destabilization has the Pentagon expanding its operational posture. A new secretive base is not a small logistical adjustment. It represents a strategic commitment.
The geopolitical context for Somalia matters enormously. The Gulf of Aden is one of the world's critical maritime choke points. Chinese naval presence in Djibouti, literally next door, has been growing. Russia has been courting African governments that were previously Western-aligned. A new U.S. base in Somalia is partly about counterterrorism, but it's also about maritime security and great power competition in a region where the U.S. has been losing ground. This is the Pentagon thinking 5 to 10 years ahead.
And then there's the epic fury story, which sounds absurd until you think about what it represents. The Pentagon apparently told troops to stop using the name Operation Epic Fury months after officially declaring that operation over. The name was still in circulation through force of habit. What it illustrates is the gap between how military operations are presented publicly and how they continue on the ground. Operations don't end cleanly. They evolve, rebrand, or persist quietly. The name change is a small bureaucratic detail, but it's a window into how messy the actual management of military operations can be.
The testosterone screening fiasco at the Pentagon is a related story about institutional chaos. Clinical guidelines for mandatory testosterone testing of troops over 30 were published and then pulled within a single day, officially, to allow for updates. The rollout and immediate retraction suggests either that the policy wasn't ready for publication or that there was internal resistance that wasn't anticipated. Either way, it's the kind of administrative turbulence that erodes troop trust in leadership.